Now, what point do we want to stop playing? Because the idea is when these are all empty. Okay.
Let's just pretend those don't exist. Right.
You're listening to Weird Board, the weird board game show from NeoZaz.com. This is the audio portion of the Weird Board video series. Be sure to check out the video version of this show at NeoZaz.com to see this episode's gameplay. In this episode, Christy and Matt play Mork and Mindy. Without any further ado, here are Christy and Matt with this episode of Weird Board.
Can I ask now if we're ever going to do a TV-based game and you're not going to do that?
No.
Okay. I'm going to keep these in easy reach because this game is...
hard.
Yeah. I was going to say complicated, but it's just... it's hard to remember the rules because they use... we have a cheat sheet for the words to that we're supposed to be that are on this board. So we played this before. We tested this out with this camera setup, and it was difficult. And I found out that even though I bought this on eBay and they said it was complete, it was not complete. I had to build this Mork Splink Blinker. So remember how we were rolling, and we're like, we'd hide the numbers. This is supposed to be there. Okay. So. We will need that. That'll make things much easier than the last time we played. So
I don't think anything would make this easier.
All right. So there's really no point in explaining this ahead of time.
Because
we're going to have to just go when we hit each spot. So let's see who goes first. Roll to see who goes first. 3, 6. Okay, me. Am I green or red? I guess I'm green. I got the green orc card. So, whoops. 1, 2, 3, 4. Roll them wumpers in the daylight. You get the grebbles that equal the number you roll from any earthling without his gleek. Okay.
Wait, do we have to get grebbles first?
Yes, so this is pointless. Let me see. Hold on here. Yep, what would happen is, so just to get the rules down... is that if you had grebbles, what I would do is roll, and if I got a 6, you got to give me 6 of your grebbles. You don't have any, but let's just get that rule.
We don't start out with any, do we?
No, I don't think so. Nope.
Okay.
2. More.
What do you got? Nano, everybody squeak.
Okay, this I know. Okay, so what's going to happen is you're going to... roll inside there. Look what the number is. Now,
okay.
Now don't say it. You're going to tell me what a number is, and it could be true or it could be false.
Okay.
Now remember, it can only be from 1 to 6. Last time you played this, you said like 8. I knew you were lying.
Yeah.
So then I say, what do I say? You're either splinking, you're a bluff, or... KO, that is the correct answer. I'm going to say yes or no.
Okay.
To avoid confusion. And winner gets 2 grebbles. So if you trick me, you get 2. If I guessed right, I get 2.
Do we need to be keeping those in the egg?
It doesn't matter. I don't know. Sure. Yeah.
Visually, it's more pleasing.
I guess so. Okay. So.
Okay.
So whoever wins this gets 2 grebbles.
Okay.
So give me a number.
4.
It is 4. All right, so I get 2 grebbles. Right. 1, 2, 3. Same thing. All right.
Okay.
3.
It is not three.
So you get 2 grebbles.
Yay.
All right. All right, here we go again.
It is 4.
It's
not 4.
Ah, oh, you get 2 more. You're winning.
Is there really a winner in
this? Yeah, I know. All right. Okay, let's see if we get on a different spot so we figure out what's going on. What am I again? Green?
Yeah.
Okay, what is this? Oh.
Grebble up. You got to give two Grebbles to Orson.
Oh, so that's what... So that's where his Grebbles go. So these... Let's put these back here.
Yeah, but how will we get any?
Huh? What do you mean? I have to give two to Orson. That's his...
Oh, egg. Gotcha.
Now there's a... Okay, hold on. I'm going to jump ahead to the rules here. Now that he's got Grebbles, if we get on a Mork... Oh, excuse me. If we get a Mork calling Orson card...
Yeah.
This is where these stupid cards come into play.
Okay.
I will sit here and pick one. One of the two. And then you will say, I am a Numnal or I am a Werble. And okay. If you pick the one I picked, because they're Werble and Numnal, you get two from his instead of out of the pot. It's just, I told you this game is over-engineered.
Yeah.
It's like written by, I don't know what, like a German car manufacturer. What is that?
1, 2, 3, Wump. Roll the number you call and get two Grebbles from Orson.
Okay, so you get to call a number.
All Earthlings try till someone wins.
Okay, so pick a number 1 through 6 and roll.
5.
3.
2.
3.
4.
5. I was going to say 6. I really was.
4.
Hey! There you go. You get two Grebbles. You know what? We are going to be here all day, so let's make them all, no matter what they are, we take them from here.
Okay.
God, I hate this game. I remember the pain we went through doing this the first time. Roll them wumpers in the daylight. Okay, so you have some, so...
You get the... Grebbles equal to the number you roll from any
Okay. So I'm going to roll, and you have to give me...
Give me.
Two of those. Now, what point do we want to stop playing? Because the idea is when these are all empty. Okay.
Let's just pretend those don't exist. Right. There we go.
Well,
what is that one again?
The same thing. You roll, and I give you as many as I can, so I'm going to give you at least 2. I'm sorry I can't give you 4.
Okay.
2. Grebble up. You're a Numnal. Give 2 Grebbles to Orson. I can't. I'm out of Grebbles.
If you make contact, you get 2 Grebbles.
This is okay, so...
All right, so...
I ain't gonna look. Okay. Numnal or Werble?
Numnal.
Numnal.
Yay.
You get 2 Grebbles. Yeah, let's put these here in case you need them. I don't want to deprive you of this excitement.
Yeah.
Okay. What am I, green? 1, 2, 3, Wump. Roll the number. Oh, that was like that one over there.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I have to call out the number. 3. Woohoo! So I get 3 from here?
Yep.
All right. Cool.
If you make contact, okay. Mork calling Orson. Numnal.
That's not a choice.
Oh.
Oh, it is. You're right. Numnal. I thought it was Numnal.
Yay!
Now, there's something about the Gleek. Let me see here. The Gleek is the last bit of Orcan magic left to explain. The Gleek is Mork's trusty energy recharger, and whenever you when roll a 6... Oh, okay.
So if you roll a 6...
If you roll a 6, you get that, and then every time you get to a point where you win these Grebbles, you get 1 on top of however many you win. So it's an extra Grebble lubberler. There you go. Okay. Here, get your Gleek on.
Get your Gleek on.
There you go.
Get your Gleek on.
Oh, no, go 6, yeah.
Nanu, nanu, everybody splink.
Okay, so if you fool me, you'll get 3 instead of 2.
6.
It is not a six. Oh, so you get three. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when you lose the Gleek, though. Oh, okay. So if I roll them wumpers in the daylight, all I have to do is land there or here. I don't even have to win. If I land here or there, you got to trade the Gleek.
Gotcha.
Or I guess if I get a six as well.
I would think.
Yeah, so those are the two ways to transfer the Gleek.
Okay.
Well, thank God we got that before we went too far in this game, because I'm sure the massive amount of fans of this board game were wondering when we were going to do that. Splink with any other Earthling. Well, you're the only one, so. Three.
Yes.
Eh-eh.
Aw.
Oops. Oh, geez. Another deja vu of a game that'll never end. Oh, hey, I'm taking your Gleek. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and roll them wumpers in the daylight, so I would have gotten it either way. So what are we going to do on this? I know we've landed on this 8 times. I forget what
you
we do.
You get Grebbles equal to the number you roll from any Earthling without his Gleek.
Oh, so it's not even a, I don't have to shout it out? No, that's this one. That's,
no.
Which,
you get Grebbles, you roll,
uh-huh.
And then I have to give you whatever you
this
roll.
This is
weird.
4, give me 4. Yeah, this game is, I would not want to play this drunk.
Might actually
or
be.
I would want to play this drunk. Not sure. Splink. Oh, okay. So that's a regular old.
3.
It is a 3. Oh. So oh, you
I
get
2 from you.
Oh, okay. 4. Oh, here. You get to play the cards. You're a warble.
Yes, you are.
Oh, so I'm going to get 2 from Orson?
Yep. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Warble. Yay, I get 2 from Orson. I can't remember. Who was the voice of Orson?
I don't know who the voice was, but I remember the joke being it was supposed to, supposedly look like Orson Welles.
Mm-mm.
Probably someone famous. Nanu, Nanu, everybody splink. Only 2 of us, so. It is 5.
Yes.
It is not 5. That 3?
Yep.
Grebble up. Oh, there's something about putting Grebbles up there. I remember us doing that before, and it made no sense. So I skipped over that. Yeah. So what else?
The winner gets...
We still splink, but the Grebble up part, I've completely ignored, because I remember that from last time, and it just we could not get our heads around how you got them when you... So I skipped over that, just to let everyone know. 4.
No.
From the loser from me. Okay.
Splink. Three.
It is 3. No, oh, from Orson? Oh, okay, sorry. Sure, I only get 2. That's me. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Oh, I get... I should be getting 1 extra each time I've gotten them, and I forgot because I have the Gleek.
Oh.
That's all right. I'm not that worried about it. Roll them wumpers. This is the one I roll, and you give me plus 1. So give me 6. Whoa. This game is taking a turn.
Like the National Bank of Orc over there.
Yeah, I know, right? Sorry, I forgot what's going on.
4.
It is 4.
So from Orson plus one because I got the Gleek.
Yep.
Where am I? More calling Orson. I think I'm done with the instructions now.
Okay.
Num-no. Haha. What'd I get? Two from him? Yep. Plus my Gleek?
Yep. Oh, only three left. Gravel up Splink with any other Earthling.
Okay.
Four.
It is four. It is not four.
Ha!
There you go.
Whoopee Grubble Hoop.
Four.
Give two Grebbles to Orson.
Okay.
Splink. Four.
It is not four. No. Oh, you know, from here. Okay, good. Decided to stop playing when this is empty, right?
Yes.
I probably shouldn't have kept slipping them in there when you weren't looking. Or did you see me do that?
No.
I did it like twice. Let's see if you notice. What is the service? Okay. Five.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh. Hey.
Hey, all right.
He's only got one more. Now he's got two more.
Oh, he's got more. This is like...
He knows!
This is fake an adventure all over again.
We're calling Orson.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Werble.
Nope. No. One, two, one. What is this? Roll...
Yeah, roll the number you call.
And get two from Orson. Okay.
If so you don't, then you gotcha. Keep going. We
keep rolling, yeah. Oh, I forgot to call a number. Three.
Four.
Two. There's my three.
Six.
Four.
Five.
Three. Hey. All right. So I get two from him plus one.
Yep. Splink with any other Earthling. Four.
Yes. So I get two. All right. Three.
Four.
Four. Splink. All right. Here we go. Is this from the loose? Oh, come on. I can't just take him from Orson. Three.
Yes.
Nope. Mm. Need two more from you. Three more from you.
Mark calling Orson.
Okay.
Nimno.
No, sorry. That's a horrible one. Three, four, one, two, three, four. Nano, nano, Splink, two Grebbles. All right, here we go. So this is going to be it because someone's going to get two Grebbles. Five.
Yes.
Nope. All right. I don't think I need to count that up to know that I won. Do you want to play the rest of these?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Not that many.
No.
Okay.
Done.
I don't think you could win anyway. Well, if you got those and then got some from me. That was as horrible as I remember.
Yep.
That is a terrible game. I
was such a big fan of the show when I was a kid.
Yeah, me too.
And this brought back a lot of nostalgia because I think we got this right after he passed away.
No, we got it right before he passed away.
Oh, before he passed away. Yeah. And now we're playing it after he passed away, and it's just kind of sad to see illustrations of him all over it.
Yeah, and it's not a good memorial.
This is not a good game to remember him by.
No, it's not. Because it really doesn't, I mean, it's just, it's like, well, I mean, how's it going to be? I was going to be really unfair and say this game is nothing, you know, nothing to show, but how are you going to make a game out of a sitcom? But it's just, it's a bunch of words. I guess the words are probably accurate. These are probably words he's used in the show, but it's a tough game.
It is.
It's a tough game to have fun with because there's so many rules, and we even skipped a big one. This has something to do with something.
It has something to do with it.
Well, I know, but I mean, this has something to do with the gameplay. But it just, I remember it being so unclear to what we were supposed to do with it that I ignored it this time. Yeah. And then the Gleek, we forgot about the Gleek, and there was only one time. Well, you know, I guess maybe when you play with four players, I think there's four pieces. Yeah, there's four pieces, so it's meant for four players. So I guess it's a better chance of getting that, but that's kind of.
It's a very challenging game in the fact that it makes no sense.
It's a challenging game, and remember how to freaking play the damn thing every time you roll.
Yeah.
All right. Rating time. No, I don't want to give it a four.
I will give it a two.
Another four.
I don't think I hated it, because there's the nostalgia out of it, but it's tiring.
I think a two is a fair one, because it's different. It's definitely different than the other games. We've had a lot of roll and move games we've played, and not all have gotten on the show. Trading Spaces was just stupid.
Yeah.
But this one was the most unique. And I don't know if it's a good or bad thing, but it's definitely the most unique gameplay.
Yeah.
But it's bad. It's terrible. The fact, if you need a game to explain to you
what the
word is, if you have to learn another language to play a game, you're already on a bad start.
Yep.
So you give it a two, I give it a two. That's a 4 out of 10. It's not good. So that's it. It's going to Goodwill.
Yep. Have fun, whoever gets it.
Yeah, and sorry.
Good luck. And sorry.
Thanks for listening to We're Bored. To see all the action of this episode's gameplay, visit neozaz.com to access the full video version of this episode. We're Bored is a neozaz.com production. For more great audio shows and original entertainment, visit neozaz.com and follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/neozazpodcast. Parts of this recording that did not affect game outcome were edited for time. Join us in our next episode when we feature Centipede. Thanks for listening.